Three balls and two strikes to Walker Jenkins, who hit a home run against the Threshers last year. He joined the Mighty Muscles towards the end of last season. Payoff pitch is another heater, but this one misses inside to Jenkins, and that is ball four. So the leadoff man reaches on a walk from Donjoni Pulido, and the 19-year-old Walker Jenkins is now on first base. 12 steals over his minor league career, six of them this season with the Mighty Muscles. Jenkins is on first base now with Byron Churio in the plate, at the plate. He was the leadoff man yesterday for Fort Myers. First pitch to Churio. Fastball misses outside, and it's a 1-0 count. Churio, the leadoff man yesterday for Fort Myers, reached on an error in the ninth inning, struck out three times in an 0-for-5 day. Now he's got Jenkins on first as he takes another fastball outside. It's a 2-0 count for the second time in a row. Umpires for tonight's contest, Derek Pacheco is calling balls and strikes, and Chad Lagana is on the base paths, currently situated behind the pitcher's mound on the second base side. Now it's a 2-0 to Churio, switch hitting outfielder in right tonight, who takes a fastball for a called strike, 2-1. And Pulido had a tough beginning to his Threshers career, let up all three runs of a Threshers 12-3 July 4th victory in his Threshers debut in Dunedin. Didn't make it past the only inning that he played as Churio loops a breaking ball foul, 2-2. Then his last start in Palm Beach a little over a week ago, July the 12th, he tossed four shutout innings out of the bullpen, walked one, hit one, and struck out four, setting a season high for his time with the Threshers. Now the 2-2. Churio takes a breaking ball that just misses outside, and the count goes full once again, three balls and two strikes. Four-pitch mix for Pulido, but the Twins keeping their bats rested and just making Donjoni throw strikes on him, and he has reached a full count on each of the first two batters here in tonight's contest. Jenkins thought about it, but stayed put as Churio fouled back the fastball, clearing the suites of the stadium behind home plate and keeping the count full at 3-2. Jenkins with a short leadoff of first, Bryson Ware there holding him on. As Pulido takes a look over at Jenkins, who inches towards second. Payoff pitch, runner stays put. Fastball just misses low and in, and that's back-to-back walks to start off the Mighty Muscles evening here at BayCare Ballpark. Last night, each team rarely got a base runner before the third inning in yesterday's game. It didn't take till the third when the Mighty Muscles got their first hit from Yoander Martinez. Now the first two have walked. Threshers pitching coach Gustavo Armas is staying in the dugout. And Walker Jenkins is on second with Byron Churio over on first. So two aboard and nobody out in the first inning for Brandon Winokur, the lanky shortstop signed for a little over $1 million out of the third round out of high school from the Minnesota Twins, who had to sign him away from a UCLA commitment. 0-1 the count to Winokur, who has five homers and 30 RBIs on the season. Now it's an 0-1, and Pulido looks back at second and deals. Fastball cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. So it looks like Pulido has gotten his bearings here. Two straight swinging strikes on Winokur, the last one coming on an inside fastball. So it's an 0-2 count to Winokur, two on with nobody out, and Pulido is looking for would be a big-time strike to Winokur here, trying to set up a potential inning-ending double play. Runners thought about a double steal. Winokur challenges the call. Fastball to the outside edge for a strike three, and it's upheld by Derek Pacheco. Strike three called on Brandon Winokur, and a three-pitch K from Donjoni Pulido to get the much-needed first out in the top of the first inning. And we'll take another look as Lou Albrecht calls out the signs to his infield with the entrance of Pancho Ruiz into the right-handed batter's box. 256 are on the hitter on the year, three homers, 34 RBIs for Ruiz, who drove in a run in the ninth, walked and scored in the eighth inning. Ruiz avoids a low breaking ball, and Albrecht keeps it stuffed in the dirt to keep the runners on their bases. Walker Jenkins is on second base, and on first is Byron Churia. One gone and two aboard in the top of the first inning. Here comes Polito. Loads the ball into his red glove, sets at the chin, winds and fires. Fastball to the outside edge. Now it's 2-0. Two o the count to Ruiz. Did not get a hit, but he reached on an error, a walk, and a fielder's choice in last night's 6-1 win. 2-0 the count, 2-1 out. Saltabon trying to hold Jenkins on at second. Polito focused on the batter, and he sends a fastball to the inside edge for a called strike one. 2-1 the count to Ruiz, who is doing the catching for the second straight night. Moved down a spot in the order after going 0-for-4 as the three-hole hitter yesterday. Now he's got a 2-1 count with two aboard and one gone in the top of the first. Breaking ball missing inside. That was pitch number 20 for Polito. And it's a 3-1 count to Pancho Ruiz. 20 pitches and 9 for strike so far for Polito as he's got a 3-1 count on Ruiz. And the Mighty Muscles are trying to get Donjoni to throw strikes to him. Ruiz hacks at that one and sends it deep out to center field. Usu Asidu on his horse makes a leaping catch in front of the warning track. Quickly sends in the throw, cut off by Gonzalez at shortstop. And that's the second out of the first inning. And by the sound, that crack made off of the bat. Pancho Ruiz got a lot of that one. But there is not too many balls that Avery Owusu-Asidu can't get out in center field. There's the old saying that 70% of the world is covered by water. The rest of it is covered by Avery Owusu-Asidu. He has such incredible range out in center field. Two away here in the top of the first inning. Two on, and Daniel Pena taking a called strike on the fastball to start off the at-bat 0-1. First two reach for Fort Myers. Next two have been recorded out, and Polito is trying to make it 3-in-a-row. Nothing in one is the count to Pena. Two on, two out with Jenkins leading off a second as a soft ground ball is hit to short. Gonzalez flips it to second base, knocks down Saltabon, but he keeps hold of the baseball for the final out of the first inning. So the Mighty Muscles got two aboard on a pair of raw walks, but no runs, no hits, no errors, and two men left. Fort Myers didn't get a run in the top of the first. Now the Threshers come by for their first cuts when we come back in the bottom of the inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Bottom of the first inning here in Clearwater. No score so far, and the Threshers trying to change that. Here is how Clearwater lines up on Defenders of the Diamond night. Raylan Heredia back in the leadoff spot. He's DHing tonight for Clearwater with Devin Saltabon following up in the two spot. Bryson Ware hits third. Nico Poaca-Grego is the cleanup man for Clearwater with A.J. Shaver batting fifth. First pitch from Connor Prelip is a fastball low and into Raylan Heredia, starting him off 1-0. To continue with the starting lineup for Clearwater, after Shaver is Diego Gonzalez in the sixth spot. Yamal Flores hits seventh, Lou Albrecht eighth, and Avery Owusu-Asidu ninth. High fly ball out to left field from Heredia. flirting with the wall is McCarthy, who's not going to be able to get it there in time. That ball will reach the seats out of play, and it's a 1-1 count to the Threshers' leadoff man and DH in Raylan Heredia. Before the call-up, Jordan Viers had been hitting lead-up quite a lot for the Clearwater Threshers, and I was talking to him and just kind of joking about his ascension in the lead-off role. That was after one of Heredia's first lead-off appearances for the Threshers as he takes a slider low for ball number two. And in that game where Heredia led off last week against Palm Beach as he swings and misses at a breaking ball, 2-2 the count, he had just went 2-for-4 the night before. So I was talking to Jordan about his leadoff Viers experience, and he said he might have just lost that leadoff spot to Raylan Heredia. And there, Heredia lost the battle with Connor Prelip, swinging and missing at a high fastball for strike number three. So a strikeout starts off the first, and now Devin Schultebahn will come up for the Threshers. Let's take a look at how the defense lines up for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Rickson Wingrove, a former Thresher in 2021 and 22, is playing first with Nick Lucky returning at second. Brandon Winokur at short, Yoander Martinez over at third. Slider floats over for a called strike to Schultebahn. It's an 0-1 count. In the outfield for the Mighty Muscles, Ryan McCarthy in left, Walker Jenkins in center, and Byron Churio in right field with Pancho Ruiz, the batter mate of Connor Prelip, making a rehab assignment from High A Cedar Rapids here in Clearwater. 1-1 the count to Schultebahn as the curveball's in the dirt. Nice play by Ruiz to make that stop. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball, missing inside. It's a 2-1 count to Connor Prelip, who has a reputation of a guy who is unfortunately injured quite a bit. Has not pitched a full season since joining the Twins. And he's got electric stuff, though. Fastball inside, jammed up Schultebahn as he pops it up to right field. The second baseman, Lucky, goes back. And you might call that one a lucky catch. Snow coner from Nick Lucky to make the snag on the pop-up for the second out in the first inning. Two gone for Bryson Ware, who has been quite a story for Clearwater over the course of the season. Ware has played in every position for the Threshers except for pitcher, catcher, and right field over the course of the season. Swings and misses a slider there, started off 0-1. Ware primarily plays on the left side of the infield, played most of the season at third base while Aiden Miller was occupying short, and has played a lot of shortstop since Miller was called up. 0-1, swung on and missed, 0-2. Then Ware has also had some extra help at first base lately after Keaton Anthony got called up and Caden Hediger was sent to the injury list not too far after each other. The Threshers needed a second first baseman behind Dakota Katowski, and Ware steps up. He challenges the call on a fastball low and inside with the Mighty Muscles already running in towards the dugout. I think they knew. Two strikeouts, including McKay looking to finish off a 1-2-3 first inning. We stay scoreless heading into the second. And some Florida State League action on the Threshers Baseball Broadcast Network.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Thank you. Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. You can also catch us on Instagram and Threads at Threshers Baseball, at Threshers on X, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. And with all the posts about Layla last night, you can catch us just about anywhere on social media. They all came out to celebrate the great Layla the Bat Dog on her retirement last night. Rickson Wingrove starts off the second by swing and missing in a slider from Pulido, and it's an 0-1 count. Cheering already starting for Clearwater with a former Thresher on the mound and a current Thresher, Donjoni Pulido, missing outside on a changeup to even the count at 1-1. Wingrove had just one hit last night, but it was a solo home run that really served as a dagger in the hearts of Clearwater, putting him down by three after the sixth inning. Threshers scored their only run in the eighth inning of last night's 6-1 loss. 2-1 count to Wingrove. Came to Minnesota's organization via contract from the Long Island Ducks as Wingrove swings and misses at a fastball, 2-2. Played about a month in Indy ball after being cut from the Phillies after spring training before the Twins picked him up towards the end of May. He's been in Fort Myers ever since. 2-2, hard line drive out to left field. Short run for Shaver. He leaps forward to make the catch for the first out in the second inning. That was a laser, but A.J. Shaver, a center fielder by trade, able to patrol left field with ease. So one gone in the second, and Nick Lucky coming up to the plate after making a nice little snow cone catch on Devin Saltabon for out number two in the first inning. Lucky has two homers and 11 RBIs, including a two-run go-ahead double back in the third inning, or in the fourth inning, excuse me, of yesterday's win for Fort Myers. Lucky takes a slider inside, and it's a 1-0 count. Still scoreless here in the top of the second inning as Pulido hides the ball up in his red glove, matching the red arm sleeve. He sets from the chin, deals, breaking ball catches the upper corner, and it's 1-1, an even count to Lucky. Two RBI double for Nick back in the fourth inning, and then he walked in his next two at-bats, stole three bases, scored a run, and drove in two more. Heck of a game yesterday from Nick Lucky. Slider hits the inside corner this time, very similar pitch to the last one, and it's 1-2 from Pulido to Lucky. Now Donjoni Pulido sets up from the first base side of the rubber. He fires. 1-2 in the dirt, well blocked by Albrecht, but it's a 2-2 count to the Muscles' second baseman. Lucky, undrafted signee in 2024 out of Coastal Carolina. And now the 2-2. Hit on the ground towards second. Fielded on four hops by Saltabon. He sends it to first in time, and Ware makes the squeeze for the second out of the second inning. So two outs on 10 pitches in this inning from Pulido. 33 so far, 18 over for strikes, and he's really found his groove since he walked the first two batters in the opening frame. Now he's retired the last five and looking to get a 1-2-3 second with Ryan McCarthy at the dish. The lefty has started off with a fastball for a called strike one. It's a right-on-left matchup with the righty Pulido making his first start as a Thresher. He had eight appearances in the Complex League coming as a starter as he gets another strike by McCarthy, 0-2. 1-2 was his record in eight total appearances, seven starts in the Complex League, 4.55 ERA in 31 2/3 innings. 0-2, slap foul by McCarthy, and the count stays at 0-2. McCarthy has seven RBIs on the season, hitting .244, and he's really just been a platoon outfielder for the Mighty Muscles, who've got an outfield pretty well loaded with some high-quality prospects, including Walker Jenkins, who is the centerpiece of the Fort Myers outfield. 0-2, fastball outside, and it's 1-2. You got Carlos Aguiar, who was a leader on this Muscles team last year, Maddox Houghton, a good little speed combo with great fielding, who can play just about anywhere in the outfield, and just not easy to find playing time for these Mighty Muscles. But McCarthy now back in with a 1-2 count. Two gone in the top of the second. We are still scoreless as Pulido kicks and fires. Hit on the ground, foul down the third baseline. We stay at 1-2 with two pitches fouled off for strikes by Donjoni Pulido. One ball, two strikes, the count. Scoreless tie in the top of the second with two gone. Pulido sets himself up for the first base side of the rubber. He deals. 1-2, hit back up the middle on a number. Pulido scoops it up, quick throw to first base. Ware makes the squeeze and gets out of the way of the runner. 4-1, 2-3, second inning. So Pulido has been back on form after walking the first two batters of the game. He's retired six in a row as we head to the bottom of the second inning, scoreless here in Thresherville.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the...
Stick around post-game every Saturday night, including tonight, for the best fireworks show in town. Tonight's show will be presented by Wawa. Some great eats and some great fireworks. Wish Wawa were at the field. That'd be great. Fastball starts off Nico Pawaka-Grego with a called strike. And it's a nothing and one count to the Threshers third baseman. Prelip, a high A pitcher with first-class stuff, deals. Breaking ball misses outside, and it's 1-1. He was called a high-risk, high-reward pick when the Twins picked him up in the second round of the 2022 MLB draft out of Alabama. But Prelip has only started three games in his minor league career. This is his fourth, and the next out he records will complete his 10th full inning in minor league baseball. So a ton of injuries for Prelip has hampered the start of his career. It's a 2-2 count to Pawaka-Grego now, initially hailing from Christchurch, New Zealand, and moved to Melbourne when he was younger in Australia for his father's work. 2-2 cut on and miss. Tag for safety applied by Ruiz, and that's the third strikeout by Connor Prelip. And that's part of his high reward, is just the electric stuff coming out of his hand. And he has now completed 10 innings as a pro in his third year eligible to be playing minor league baseball. He already retired a former Auburn opponent. Now he's got A.J. Shaver up to the plate, fresh off of a quick call up to AAA. 1-0 the count to Shaver as the breaking ball misses. He had a couple of RBIs with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Now the 1-0. High fly ball out in the gap in right center field. Turio calling off Jenkins. He makes the catch, undercutting the center fielder for the second out in the second inning. So two gone, quick outs for Prelip and the Muscles. And Diego Gonzalez comes up to the plate for Clearwater. Gonzalez did not play last night, but he's coming off of maybe his best series of the season. He has 17 RBIs right now after getting a pinch hit ribby late in the eighth inning. He had eight ribbies of his 17 in Palm Beach last week as he fouls off a first pitch fastball to start off the count 0-1. Two home runs as well for Gonzalez, a three-run jack and a grand slam. Now the 0-1. Curveball settles in for a called strike on the outside part of the plate, and Gonzalez thought about challenging it, but instead he keeps it 0-2. and calls a timeout. Threshers with their specialty jerseys on today. Little shark tooth pinstripes in the Phillies' red and white colors. The Threshers' blue numbers on the back with no name. Gonzalez snaps a breaking ball foul, and the count stays at 0-2. And a different logo on the hat from the conventional Thresher Shark logo. We have a shark holding a baseball bat. Little pose, obviously modeled after the Threshers mascot, Finley. In the Defenders of the Diamond uniforms that debuted last year, about a year ago, with the Threshers. One ball, two strikes, the count to Gonzalez as the breaking ball misses upstairs. 1-2. Soft line drive up the middle. No chance for Lucky, and it's a base hit for Gonzalez. Gonzalez charges around first as he thought Jenkins was not going to pick it up in time, but he'll head back with a single as Walker Jenkins scoops it up and sends it to the infield. So Diego Gonzalez has the first hit of the ballgame for the Threshers. Right back up the middle. Too far of a run for Lucky, and the Threshers have their first base runner with two gone in the second inning. Still no score, and Yamal Flores comes up to the plate for Clearwater. Swings and misses at strike number one. Flores made his home debut last night, went 1-for-4 with a single in the ninth inning. He's expected to play a lot of corner outfield. He got the call up on July the 3rd. Gonzalez off for second. Pitch misses upstairs, and a throw in time as Gonzalez can't get around the tag from the second baseman, Nick Lucky. So Flores will lead off the second. Gonzalez has been caught stealing for the first time this season. As we take a look, and he almost got around that, but I think Nick Lucky had a little bit of luck on his side. One hit in the inning, no runs stranded or scored for the Threshers, and we stay scoreless through the first two, heading into inning number three.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Our next home game is tomorrow, July 21st, as the Threshers cap off this three-game homestand against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles once again. Gates will open at 11 a.m. for a noon first pitch here at BayCare Ballpark. Top of the third inning, no score, and Yoander Martinez takes a called strike to start off the third, 0-1. 40 pitches so far for Danjoni Pulido, 24 over the plate for strikes. Fastball powered by Martinez, late hapless swing brings the count down to 0-2. 1K and 2 walks so far for Danjoni, making his first start since he left the Complex League. Had a couple of rehab appearances just to acclimate himself, or relief appearances, I should say, just to acclimate himself to the new team as the 0-2 is fouled off behind the plate by Martinez. 39 strikeouts in 31 and two-thirds innings in the Florida Complex League, and now already with 5 in about 6 innings of work. Nothing in 2. Hit on the ground, back up the middle, and it's a base hit for Martinez. Second night in a row that the Mighty Muscles' first hit is a leadoff single in the third by number 9 hitter Yoander Martinez. Good piece of hitting there by Yoander, just hitting it right back up the middle and skipping the rock into the outfield for a base hit. Beat the shift, too, with Saltaban moved up the middle. So Martinez is now on first base with nobody out. Leadoff single for Yoander as Walker Jenkins returns the batter's box. Taking a first pitch fastball outside for ball one. Martinez, 22 years old, has 5 stolen bases in 5 attempts this season. A career 6-for-8 in 2 seasons with Fort Myers. Breaking ball missing outside to Jenkins, who starts off with a 2-0 count for the second straight at bat. 2-0, then 3-2, and then a walk for Walker in his first AB against the Threshers since September. Fastball upstairs. Now it's 3-0. Fifth overall pick in last year's draft, in a draft that featured high school picks in 2 of the first 5. The other, Max Clark, who also started his career in the Florida State League. Get me over fastball does the job for Pulido. Heater center cut, and it's 3-1 to the Muscles center fielder. 2 homers, 24 RBIs on the season for Walker. And he had one of his first career home runs against the Threshers last year. Pickoff attempt at first base not in time as Martinez slides in ahead of the tag by Bryson Ware. It's a 3-1 count to Jenkins. Leadoff man aboard for Fort Myers in the top of the third. Scoreless ball game, each team with a single thus far as Jenkins ends his time out and digs back into the left-handed batter's box. 3 balls, 1 strike, the count. Pulido, a quick glance over at first, and now he loads up at the neck. 3-1 the pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. Now the count goes full, 3-2. Heater's hitting at around 95 for Pulido so far today. And he's got a second full count to Walker Jenkins. Martinez has speed at first. We'll see if he heads for second. Pulido looks over there quickly, and now he sets up and deals. Runner stays, pitch goes, and the slider misses low and in for ball 4, and that's the second walk awarded to Walker Jenkins. Third walk allowed by Pulido, his most as a Thresher this season. He had 1 walk in each of his first 2 relief appearances, spanning 4 2/3 innings over 2 games on the road. Gustavo Armas makes the mound visit to Pulido. Lou Albrecht comes out to join him. And let's see what's going on around the minor league, starting, of course, in the Phillies system, which is off to a solid beginning. In full season ball, Jersey Shore leads Brooklyn 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Reading leads Portland in Portland 5-3 in the bottom of the third. And the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs have a 1-0 lead against Worcester in the top of the second, but 2-1 and 1 out for the WooSox. In minor league ball, a doubleheader swept by the FCL Phillies over the Blue Jays. 1-0 in game 1, 2-1 in game 2. Both wins being awarded to the Phillies, and the DSL was off today. Here in single A for the Phillies, the Threshers are scoreless with the Mighty Muscles. But 2-1 and nobody out for Byron Churio, who, like Walker Jenkins, drew a walk on a full count back in the first. Jenkins is on first. Martinez is on second. And the first pitch to Churio is a fastball that narrowly misses for a 1-0 count. Churio is 25 RBIs on the year, .218 hitter with 2 home runs as a right-hander. Begins a warm-up in the Mighty Muscles bullpen with rehabbing starter Connor Prelip expected to go 3 innings in his rehab stint. We're in the top of the third. 1-0. Churio hits a high fly ball out to left field. Shaver drifts back into his left, and he makes the catch. Martinez started thinking about the tag, but a good throw from Shaver nips that right in the bud, and a much-needed out number 1 here in the top of the third. That's one of the benefits of having A.J. Shaver, just able to get wherever he needs to go, typically a center fielder, getting the start in left tonight. That will bring up Brandon Winokur, who went down looking. First and only strikeout victim of Donjoni Pulido back in the first inning. Threshers are shifted for the double play with Devin Saltaban shifted up the middle and first baseman Bryson Ware shifted towards second. First pitch, a slider low and away. It's a 1-0 count to Winokur, who went down on 3 straight pitches back in the first inning. Diego Gonzalez is playing right in the middle of first and second base with his heels on the outfield grass as he moves in over at short, with Puaka Grego playing back and hugging the line over at third. 1-0 to Winokur is cut on and missed, and it's 1-1 as the changeup eludes the swinging bat of the Mighty Muscles shortstop. 256 run hitter on the year is Winokur with 5 homers and 30 RBIs. 1-1 the count, 2 on and 1 out. Still scoreless here in the top of the third. Polito has the sign from Albrecht as he sets up at the belt. Raises the bright red glove to his chin. Scans the bases and he winds and fires. 1-1, slapped foul, it's 1-2. Winokur can play short and third. Has typically played shortstop for the Mighty Muscles. And is back there again tonight for the second straight day. He now faces a 1-2 count with one gone here in the top of the third. Jenkins on first, Martinez on second, one gone in the top third. Polito with 10 on the pitch clock, scans the runners, a second glance at second base, and he deals. Fastball in the dirt, knocked in front of Albrecht. He keeps it down, and the runners remain on their bases. Martinez stays at second, Jenkins stays at first, and the count evens at 2-2 to Brandon Winokur. A new baseball now for Pulido here on our Defenders of the Diamond night. And now it's 2-2. One gone, two on. Pulido with 5 on the pitch clock, winds and fires. Fastball cut on and missed, and that's strike 3. Brandon Winokur sent down on strikes for the second time tonight. Second K for Pulido, and we have 2 away in the third after the first 2 batters reach. And let's take another look at that nasty heater from Pulido. Just a laser out of his hand to the outside edge, and that's the second out of the inning. Now Pancho Ruiz coming up to the plate. Took a hefty hack in a hitter's count back in the first inning and flied out to Usu Asidu in deep center field. He's got 2 aboard now with 2 gone. Familiar scenario for the Muscles catcher as he takes a slider to the outside corner for a called strike 1. Nothing in 1 the count with 2 gone and scoreless top of the third. Polito sets up, 3 on the pitch clock now. He looks in and fires. Breaking ball misses upstairs and the count evens at 1-1. Polito had a batting average against of 179 in the Dominican Summer League last year, the 7th best in the entire league, as he tied for the most starts on the Phillies white squad in his third year in the DSL. Breaking ball low, now it's 2-1. Part of that Phillies white championship team back in 2022 that included current Threshers such as Raylan Heredia and Saul Turan. 2-1 as Polito steps off the mound, runs Martinez back to the Keystone sack as he is there still trying to distract the Threshers starter. 2 balls, 1 strike the count, 2 gone in the third as Ruiz lines up and readies over in the right-handed box, standing next to home plate. 2-1. Fastball in there for a called strike. Ruiz thought about the challenge but decided against it, and he'll take a quick timeout at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the third. 2 aboard on a walk and a hit. Each team with a knock, neither team with a run. 2-2 the count to Pancho Ruiz. The pitch from Polito reached out and slapped over to second. Saltaban only plays at first. Bouncing throw picked up by Ware. Did he hold on? Yes, he did, and that's going to end the inning. Bryson Ware with an athletic play at first base. Had to take a tough hop on the throw from Saltaban and avoid the oncoming Pancho Ruiz. The Threshers allow their first hit of the game, but leave 2 stranded for the second time today. We're still scoreless heading into the bottom third.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Why watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support a local pet charity, and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. Our final Beach Dog Nights of the season is August 23rd against the Dunedin Blue Jays. The tickets for that one support the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tanner Hall, the new pitcher in for the Mighty Muscles after two shutout innings of Connor Prelip. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles broadcast voice, John Vitas, predicted three no-hit innings from Prelip with, I think, five strikeouts. Instead, he got two innings, one hit, no runs or walks, and three Ks. So not too far off. And Prelip still looked pretty dominant in his first rehab assignment with the Mighty Muscles. I'll bring up Yamal Flores, who led off or ended the second inning at the plate when Diego Gonzalez was caught stealing at second. He takes the first pitch for strike one. Tanner Hall in to replace Prelip here in a scoreless top of the third inning. And it's a 1-1 count now to Yamal Flores. Hall, typically a starter, sends another pitch out inside for a ball. It's 2-1. He was a fourth rounder out of the University of Southern Mississippi for the Twins in 2023. Did not pitch after 18 starts and 112 collegiate innings before the draft in July of last year. Louisiana native has a 2-2 count on Yamal Flores, leading off the bottom of the third of a scoreless ballgame. Called strike three, and Tanner Hall starts off his day with a strikeout of Flores for the first out in the third. Fourth strikeout today for Muscles pitching. Three from Prelip, and now one starting from Tanner Hall. 5.19 ERA on the season, 11 appearances and six starts in 26 innings of work. Swing and a miss by Albrecht, and it's an 0-1 count. Albrecht's been on the development list for most of the season for Clearwater as he takes a breaking ball low to bring the count to 1-0. He had a really nice start to his season. His first game was in Dunedin, and he went 3-for-5, setting a new career high in knocks as Albrecht fouls off a fastball to bring the count to 1-2. Albrecht's hitting 158 this season at a three-run homer in the ninth inning of one of the final games of June against the Bradenton Marauders, accounting for all of his runs batted in, but he has gone 0-for in his last two series, including an 0-for-9 performance in three games in Palm Beach last week. 2-2 the count now as the breaking ball misses low and in. Albrecht, 22 years old, started his career at Washington State before transferring to Central Arizona, one of the better JUCOs for baseball in the country, is Albrecht. Fouls off a breaking ball, 2-2. And we're joined by everybody's favorite shark, Finley. Finally immortalizes the superhero he is on these new defenders of the diamond jerseys. And I got to say, they're pretty cool. I almost wore mine to the game today. 2-2 to Albrecht, curveball just missing outside, and now the count goes full. And it's overturned. Instead of a full count, it's a called strike three on Lou Albrecht. And, yeah, I don't think Finley saw that with his sunglasses over there, or his binoculars. Shark sunglasses would be a good thing. And he's using my phone, probably calling my mom. Hi, Mom. Two gone for Avery Wusu-Asidu, still scoreless as he goes out in front of the slider, nothing and one. Wusu-Asidu had a hit in his fourth straight game last night with a late single, one of the Threshers' five hits in the loss. Now he's down 0-2. It's his longest hit streak of the season. He had a seven-game on-base streak at the beginning of the year that coincided with the start of his last three-game hit streak back in April. Six home runs and 19 RBIs on the year for Avery as he lets the slider go back to the backstop, and it's 1-2. Great glove out in center field. The batting average is at 195, but the homers and RBIs come fairly often for a guy who typically hits low in the Threshers' order. Been pretty much locked into the nine spot as of late. And he is just a big guy. I thought Finley was flexing just for fun because, like, I mean, why not? Look at this chiseled superhero next to me. Slider low, and it's 3-2 to Wusu-Asidu. Avery is almost as jacked as Finley, almost. Pretty big guy, though. 6'5" is Wusu-Asidu, tallest on the team and weighing in at 241. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, and that will do it for the sixth inning. Tanner Hall welcomes himself to the game by striking out the side in the third. Still scoreless as we head to the fourth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks also park for free on Wednesday games here at BayCare Ballpark. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. And Fiddley and I were talking in the in-between innings, and he wanted to just be very clear that he is too young to be a Silver Shark. He is a very young, strong shark, age redacted. We love Finley out here, though, so we're just messing with him. Top of the fourth inning of a scoreless ball game as Daniel Pena tries to duck out of the way of a fastball from Pulido that settles in for a called strike. Seen him do that a couple times in the last game, just duck down to avoid a strike higher on the plate as Pena takes a look at a slider low as the count evens 1-1. The count. Fastball missing inside of Pena. The DH leads off a trio of Mighty Muscles with Ricks and Wingrove on deck and Nick Lucky in the hole. 2-1. Hit on a line, hopped in front of Saltaban. He scoops it up, flips the throw to first in time, and that is the first out of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Ricks and Wingrove, who flied out to left on a sharp line drive back in the second. 1-for-5 with his fifth homer of the season last night. It's his first time in single-A ball since 2022 when he played 8 games for the Threshers before finishing off the season up in Jersey Shore in high A. 1-0 to Wingrove as the fastball misses inside to the big lefty from Australia. And he had a banner year in 2023. At the beginning of the season, especially. 1-0, breaking ball, catching the outside edge, and the count evens at 1-1. Wingrove started off the season last year in his final season with the Phillies, helping the Adelaide Giants, a Philly-controlled team in the Australian Baseball League, take their first championship in 43 years. Slider cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Following that, actually a matter of weeks after the championship was won, Rickson Wingrove was called up to the World Baseball Classic squad for Australia and was a key factor in a surprising team that went all the way to the quarterfinals out in Japan. Hit on the ground to a fellow Aussie, Nico Pauaka-Grego, who makes the running throw to first. Bit of a smile from Nico as he gets his teammate and friend Wingrove out at first base for the second out of the fourth inning. So two gone, and now Nick Lucky coming up to the plate. He grounded out to Saltabon at second in his last at-bat. Lucky's 0 for 1. There are two outs in a scoreless top of the fourth. The sky starting to darken with some dark clouds overhead, so the lights are on around the field at BayCare Ballpark. 0-1 the count to Lucky as the fastball is called for a strike. That's pitch number 70 for Donjoni Pulido, 42 over for strikes in 3 2/3. Another fastball in for a strike, this one at the knees of Lucky, called strike two. It's an 0-2 count to the second baseman for Fort Myers with two gone in the top of the fourth in a scoreless ball game here at BayCare Ballpark. 0-2 pitch. Fastball just missing outside, and now it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Hit on the ground, back up the middle. Diving is Gonzalez. He's not going to get there as that leaks out into center field for a two-out knock by Lucky. Second hit of the day for Ford Myers, both singles. Threshers have a single as well. So all three hits so far have been singles. So man on first with two down. That brings up Ryan McCarthy. Another big lefty for Ford Myers. He grounded back out on a slow roller to the pitcher back in the second. First pitch lifted high in the air out to center field. Owusu Asidu quickly calls off the right fielder Flores. He makes the grab, drifting into right center for the final out of the fourth inning. A quick out number three leaves one man stranded on a knock for Ford Myers. They have hits in each of the last two innings, but it's scoreless heading into the bottom fourth.
Do you like tacos? Come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at freshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Keep up with the action all season long and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for events, merchandise, and more. including these awesome Defenders of the Diamond jerseys that Raylan Heredia and the rest of the Threshers are sporting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He swings and misses at a slider, and it's a 1-1 count on the slider from Tanner Hall. 1-1-2 Heredia here in a scoreless bottom of the fourth inning. Hall winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Out in front of the slider again is Raylan, and it's 1-2. Fouled away. Count stays at 1-2 for Heredia. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Second K in a row for Heredia, and Tanner Hall has now struck out all four batters that he has faced. Whole lot of strikeouts so far. That's seven punchies so far for the Mighty Muscles staff in the first trip and change around the Clearwater order. Six of the first nine were K. Devin Saltabon, not one of them, though. He popped out to second back in the first. Fastball skips on the dirt outside. It's a 1-0 count to Salty. Who's hitting 226 on the season in sixth place in home runs with 11 on the year. Slow roller bouncing off the leg of Saltabon, fouled off. It's 1-1. Eleven homers, 37 RBIs on the season for Devin Saltabon. That home run tally puts him in sixth in RBIs. He is just outside of the top 10. 1-1. Fastball inside. 2-1 the count now to Saltabon. Great take for the former outfielder and Hawaiian native. So a 2-1 count now to Saltabon. Here's the pitch. Slider up and in. It's 3-1 as Salty stands up straight to avoid it. Hit on the ground towards third. Chopping two-hopper, barehanded by Martinez. Bouncing throw, not in time. Pulled Wingrove off the bag, and Saltabon beats it out for an infield hit. Second hit of the day for Clearwater, and a one-out knock puts a man on first for the Threshers. And the speed of Devin Saltabon. Not the best ball he has hit, but hit just well enough. Short enough run for Martinez that he had to really make an effort to try and get it. And the throw, not nearly in time, having to barehand it on the pickup. So one gone and a man aboard. Thresher's base-stealing leader is on first in Saltabon. Bryson Ware right behind him in that category. Third on the active roster in steals. He takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Saltabon, though, two steals clear of anyone else with the Threshers. He is 14 for 15 in stolen base attempts on the season. He's got a short leadoff of first, held on by former Thresher Rickson Wingrove. 0-1, fastball in for a strike. It's 0-2. Ware, 23 years old, making his third start at first base today. Guy who just played all over the diamond so far for Clearwater. Starts at first, short, and third in the infield. Played a little bit at second base earlier the year as well. 0-2 runner goes, and Ware out in front of the slider fouls it off, and he's slow to get up. So Saltabon will have some extra time in heading back to first base. Nothing in two, the count to Bryson, who struck out looking to end the first in his last at bat. And we'll take another look as Ware dropped down to a knee, and ooh, the ball might have got him on the inside of that left knee. It's not fun. Hot shot foul down the third baseline. We stayed 0-2. Nothing into the count to Ware with Saltabon inching back to first. He's already tried stealing once on the last foul by Ware. And now another foul keeps it 0-2. Man on first with one gone and a pitch. Slider, chopper down the third baseline. Martinez waits. No play at second, so he wings it to first. Snagged by Wingrove for the second out in the fourth inning. Back-to-back plays hit over to third, and Bryson Ware falls victim to the ground out. That'll bring up Nico Pouakagrego, who is 0 for 1 today with a strikeout. Went down swinging back in the second inning. Last batter punched out by Connor Prelitt. And Pouakagrego looking to get himself back on the board. Two homers, 18 RBIs on the season for Nico. He takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Average down to 220. Pouakagrego was hitting close to 400 at the beginning of the season when the Threshers started off just absolutely on fire and leading the Florida State League for almost the entirety of the first half. Curve misses outside, and it's 1-1. Of course, a slight drop-off for the Threshers since they clinched. They are 7-15 in the second half of the season after celebrating and taking an eight-game win streak to the end of the first half of the season. 1-1. Hard ground ball, foul down the first baseline. It's 1-2. Threshers bench coach Michael Jones coaching first with the skipper Marty Malloy coaching third. Saltabon will head back to second after the foul ball, and it's 1-2. Ground ball, base hit into right field, off the glove of Wingrove. Saltabon rounds third, he'll head home and score. Pouakagrego takes a wide turn around first, and he heads back with an RBI single. The Threshers draw first blood with a two-out ribby knock from Nico Pouakagrego to give the Threshers a 1-0 lead. 19th RBI of the season for Nico, and that ball just hung over the plate. Sharp line drive, extra bases saved by Wingrove as he knocked that one down. Saltabon, though, still able to score easily from second base. So it's 1-0 Clearwater with two gone in the fourth, two hits in the frame, three in the game for the Threshers, all singles. A.J. Shaver challenges the first pitch, initially called a strike, and it's overturned, a 1-0 count. So the 0-1 turns to 1-0 to Shaver, who is 0-for-1, flying out to right in his last at-bat. The Florida native, son of a former Astros minor leaguer, fresh off of a short stint in Lehigh Valley, where he went 2-for-9 with a run scored and an RBI in four games with the AAA Iron Pigs. Now a 2-0 count to A.J. Shaver, who was picked in the 17th round of last year's draft out of D2 Florida Southwestern State, the junior college. Next pitch, breaking ball inside and low. It's 3-0 to Shaver. For the Threshers this season, he has two home runs and seven RBIs, with his last home run coming here at home, a game-tying jack in the ninth inning. 3-0. Get me over fastball does the trick to the outside part of the plate, but it's a called strike to make it 3-1. Pouakagrego doesn't have the most confidence in his speed, but he can run. One steal and two attempts this year, and he's got a short lead off of first. Three-run pitch, ball four as the slider misses low. So Pouakagrego will head to second base anyway. Two on now in the fourth, and that will bring out the pitching coach, Richard Salazar, to come have a chat with Tanner Hall. They want a lot of innings out of him. This is usually his bump day in the starting rotation, so now Salazar will try and have a conversation with him. With a catcher joining. With the mound visit beginning, let's take a look at a day massively affected by rain in the Florida State League. I say that because rain has delayed the start of two games, Bradenton and the Tarpons in Tampa, delayed due to weather, as is the case in Daytona where the Tortugas host the Palm Beach Cardinals. Both of those games were supposed to start about an hour ago. Dunedin and Lakeland postponed due to inclement weather. And Bradenton and Tampa actually already completed part of their doubleheader. Tarpons completed yesterday's game, which was suspended, 2-1, the victory over Bradenton. And we're in the top of the ninth in Jupiter. The Hammerheads lead the Mets 11-7 after a walk-off win last night for the East Division second-place team in the first half, Jupiter Hammerheads. So two down, two on. Shaver on first. And on second is Nico Pollock-Grego. First pitch to Gonzalez is ground into left field, fielded by Winokur at short. Tough throw to first, just in time, as Gonzalez is nipped by the shortstop Winokur. And that ends the fourth inning. But the Clearwater Threshers get the first run of the ball game. A pair of hits, including an RBI single by Nico Pollock-Grego. Two men left aboard as the Threshers take a 1-0 lead into the fifth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Support our troops on Friday, August 2nd. All veterans will receive an exclusive discount and be honored in a special moment during the game. Gates will open at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Get your tickets for Military Appreciation Night on Friday, August 2nd. On ThreshersBaseball.com. Donjoni Pulido out for the fifth inning in what is likely to be his longest outing as a Thresher. 0-1 the count as he starts off Yolander Martinez, the fastball outside. Next pitch, another heater, another strike. It's 0-2. Martinez got the first hit of the game, leading off the third for the Mighty Muscles. Jenkins and Churio to follow. Threshers leading by one here in the top of the fifth. 0-2 the count to Martinez with Jose Pena loosening in the Threshers' pen. Fastball missing upstairs to Yolander, and it's 1-2. Martinez listed at 5'10". But with Pulido at 6'2", and on the mound, he looks a bit smaller. He sends a hot shot out to center field. Short run backwards for Owusu Ishida, and he makes the catch for the first out in the fifth inning. Easy play for Avery. And we have one gone to start off the fifth. That'll bring up Walker Jenkins, who has reached a full count twice and walked each time. Part of the reason Donjoni Pulido's pitch count has been so high, 78 pitches, 48 for strikes in his first start as a Thresher. Slider low and in, it's a 1-0 count to Jenkins. Two strikeouts in 4 1/3 for Pulido. He had his longest outing as a Thresher in his last appearance against Palm Beach. Walker Jenkins loops a ball off the top of the netting behind home plate. If it got any higher, I might have had a play on it here in the press box. That looked like it was coming right at us. 1-1 the count to Jenkins. Still looking for his first official at bat of the ballgame. Walked in his two plate appearances. Fastball missing outside, and it's 2-1 to the Muscles center fielder. Pulido sets up from the first base side of the rubber, deals, fastball hammered high in the air, deep out to right field. Flores going back to the warning track, looking up at the wall, and it's off the top of the left center field wall. Jenkins loses his helmet on the way to third, throw held up at second by Saltabon, and it's a triple off the top of the right center field wall, a mere matter of inches away from landing on the berm, and Walker Jenkins has the first extra base hit of the game. A triple with one out in the fifth inning, putting the tying run 90 feet from home plate. And Walker Jenkins just crushes baseballs. Almost hit the berm. But Jenkins makes it to third and pushes the Threshers infield in for the speedy Byron Churio. Wouldn't be surprised if I saw a squeeze bunt from Churio with his speed. But the Threshers infield all the way in with a man on third. 1-0 the count as the breaking ball misses inside. Churio walked in the first and flying out to left in the third, so he's 0-1 today. Now facing a 1-0 count with Walker Jenkins 90 feet from tying the ball game. 1-0. Breaking ball missing outside for a ball. Back pick attempt to third, not in time as Jenkins slides in just ahead of the throw by Albright. 2-0 the count to Churio with one gone. In the top of the fifth, 1-0 lead for Clearwater. Each team with three hits so far, and Jenkins with the game's only extra base knock. 2-0. Churio hits a high fly ball out to left field. Should be deep enough for Jenkins. He's back to tag. Shaver's got a good arm. He throws a line drive to third, skips past the cutoff man, and is late at home as Walker Jenkins scores on the sacrifice fly to tie up the ball game. RBI number 26 on the season for Churio. And this game is tied at one just as soon as the Threshers take the lead. And that fly ball just deep enough out to left field as Churio does the job, gets the run across, and ties the game. And now we're all square just as the Threshers took the lead. Brandon Winokur avoids the slider inside. It's a 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscle shortstop. He struck out twice, once looking, one swinging. Only batter that Polito has struck out so far. Popped up the 1-0 into foul territory. Ware and Albrecht sprinting towards the Mighty Muscles dugout, but that ball lands past both of them, rolls down the netting and into the dugout to even the count at 1-1. 1-1 the count, 1-1 the score. After the sacrifice fly gave Fort Myers their first run of the ball game. Polito pushing 90 pitches with Pena likely to come in the next frame. If Polito can get out Winokur here. Slider low, and it's a 2-1 count to Brandon Winokur. And Marty Malloy standing on the steps of the Threshers dugout as he is ready to take his pitcher who has done his job exceptionally so far tonight. Next pitch, a breaking ball just missing inside, and it's a 3-1 count now to Winokur. Almost 90 pitches for Polito so far, 54 over for strikes. Here's pitch number 90, the 3-1. Fastball tapped foul, rolling back towards Thresher's dugout, and the count fills up at 3-2. Three-two the count to Winokur, bases clear, and two outs in the top of the fifth. Polito's thrown 90 pitches, and we're squared at one. A full count to Winokur now as Polito sets up from the first base side of the rubber. Payoff pitch, fastball at the knees, but bounces out of the glove of Albrecht for ball four. Fourth walk of the day by Donjoni Polito, first to Winokur. And that will bring up Pancho Ruiz, who is 0-2 with a fly out and a ground out. But Pancho will do this against a new pitcher, as Polito is already top 90 pitches. And Threshers skipper Marty Malloy does not want him to go close to or over 100. So a great game from Donjoni Polito. He could get the loss if Winokur comes around to score, but he'll get a well-deserved ovation as he walks off the field, allowing one run in 4 2/3 innings, with three hits and two strikeouts in his first start as a Thresher. Jose Pena comes out of the Clearwater bullpen to relieve Polito. We'll be right back in a 1-1 ball game. Man on first, two down in the top 10.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch
and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Baycare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baycare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Baycare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids.
Jose Pena into the ball game for Clearwater, one of the most popular relievers on the team, making his team best 23rd appearance out of the bullpen, coming in with a man on first and two gone in the tie ball game in the fifth. Pancho Ruiz sends the first pitch from Pena into center field, a roped base hit to Usu Asidu, fourth knock of the night for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Winokur thought better of moving to third with the arm of Owusu Asidu behind him in center, and it's a hit for Pancho Ruiz, who moves to 1-for-3. Just a laser up the middle for a base knock. So Pancho Ruiz would be charged to Pena if he comes across, and Winokur is the only thing that keeps Colito's line incomplete. Two gone, and the first pitch is a high chopper back up the middle from Pena. Saltaban, no race to the second base bag, throws to first in time, picked by Ware, and that ends the fifth inning and officially closes the book for Donjoni Pulido. One run on two hits, no errors, and one man left aboard. 1-1 ball game as we're at the halfway point here at Baycare Ballpark. Muscles 1, Threshers 1.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Baycare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Baycare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Baycare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Baycare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now! Hey,
listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
For just $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at Baycare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. So register today at threshersbaseball.com. Next Little Anglers night on the first Thursday in August the 1st, against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Yamal Flores leads off the fifth of a 1-1 ball game, taking a fastball from Hall inside for a called strike. He went down looking in the third, and Flores is 0-for-1 in his second game at Baycare Ballpark. Fastball outside, and it's 1-1. Flores among a couple of Threshers who debuted on the road Ian Donjoni Pulido debuted on July the 4th against Dunedin as Flores rips a liner foul down the left field line. It's 1-2. And Flores with a home run, almost two in his first game as a Thresher, bringing in the 4th of July with a 12-3 Threshers win. 7 home runs on the day. 1-2. Slider outside. Now the count evens at 2-2. Flores, Albrecht, and Owusu Isidu to lead off the bottom of the 5th inning. We're tied at 1 here at BayCare Ballpark. 4 hits for Fort Myers, 3 for Clearwater. Flores swings and misses at the fastball for strike number 3. He's down on strikes for the second time today. And the 5th K of the day for Tanner Hall has the first out of the 5th inning. Now Lou Albrecht comes up to the plate for Clearwater as Donjoni Pulido has now completed his line. He won't get a decision in today's game. 4 2/3 innings, 3 hits, a run, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Albrecht swings and misses at the breaking ball, and it's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' backstop. He went down looking in the third as Hall retired the first 4 batters he faced, including a striking out the side in the third inning. Now it's 0-2 to Albrecht, and Hall is ready with pitch number 50. Ball loaded into his tan glove, and he sets at the belt. From the windup, he sets up on the first base side of the rubber. Slight turn in, the wind kick, and the pitch number 50 outside on the slider, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, the pitch. Albrecht takes a slider low and in that actually ended up behind him, and it's 2-2. Albrecht, a Washington native, started his collegiate career at Washington State and went almost 50% in terms of a caught stealing rate in 42 games at Central Arizona after 6 games at Washington State before transferring. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch, breaking ball inside, and that's ball 4, but it's challenged by Pancho Ruiz, and it's overturned. Second at-bat in a row where on a 3-2 count, Lou Albrecht had ball 4 overturned. So back-to-back strikeouts to start off the 5th. We're tied at 1, and now Avery Owusu-Isidu comes up trying to extend his hitting streak to 5 straight games. First pitch slider hits the backstop, and it's 1-0. Owusu-Isidu struck out earlier tonight, so that makes him 4-for-15 in his last 5 games since his hit streak started on July the 10th. An RBI and a run scored, a stolen base for Owusu-Isidu with a steal coming last night, his 12th of the season. He now faces a 2-0 count with 2 gone in the bottom 5th. Hall deals. Swing and a miss. Now it's 2-1. Owusu-Isidu had just 3 errors in center field over 3 collegiate seasons, set the Division I stolen base record, and started in almost every game in his final 2 seasons at SIUE. Fastball fouled back down the third baseline, and it's 2-2 to Owusu-Isidu. Guy who is from England initially, lived there briefly, then moved to Saskatoon in Canada before his family settled in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where he played his high school ball. 2-2. Bouncing on the plate. Now the count goes full. 3-2. Owusu-Isidu played against former Thresher George Clausen in high school and actually flew down to Clearwater with Clausen when they both got drafted by the Phillies. Swing and a miss on the payoff pitch, and Tanner Hall has 7 Ks in his first 3 innings. Second time he has struck out the side today. So the 5th inning goes down in order. 3 strikeouts for Hall, no runs for the Threshers, and we're tied at 1 heading into the 6th.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar out in left field. A nice night with DJ Filthy last night. August 2nd is the next Friday home game. So the last Tiki Bar Friday of the night was last night. Hope you were there and enjoyed it. Former Thresher Rickson Wingrove against Jose Pena. As Rickson ropes a ball off the glove of Saltabon, bouncing into right field for a base hit. Saltabon went airborne to try and make that catch, but that ball hit too hard by Wingrove, and Saltabon end up with an almost instead of what would have been a highlight reel play. And just look how close Saltabon was to catching that stinger from Rickson Wingrove. Instead, Rickson is on first base. Both of his hits against the Threshers have come in the sixth inning. Now the first pitch to Lucky is a breaking ball low, 1-0 the count. Wingrove is 2-for-2 in the sixth inning with a home run and a single. Other than that, he has grounded out five times and flied out once in this series, his first against his former team. 1-0, Wingrove off for second. Lucky hammers one deep out to right field. Flores watches it go. Two-run blast by Nick Lucky, and the Mighty Muscles take a 3-1 lead in the top of the sixth inning. And that ball was smoked by Lucky for his third homer of the year and fourth RBI of the series to give Fort Myers their first run, or their first lead, excuse me, of the ball game. As they have a 3-1 lead here in the sixth, and that was just a no-doubter. Slider hung over the middle there by Pena, and Lucky sent that to the stratosphere. Third homer of the season, RBIs number 12 and 13 for Lucky, as the first pitch to Ryan McCarthy is fouled back following the home run. So it's a 3-1 lead now for Fort Myers with no one out in the top of the sixth inning. The Mighty Muscles leading the way in hits with six, and the Threshers with three singles and a run score. McCarthy takes a breaking ball low, count evens at 1-1. Pena had done a good job of limiting the long ball up until that rocket by Lucky. And now the 1-1. Outside on the fastball, 2-1. Pena, with a scoreless outing in his last appearance in Palm Beach, has a reliever leading 55 strikeouts for the Threshers in 37 innings of work. Foul back by McCarthy, and the count evens at 2-2. He's 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. Pena has a four-pitch mix. The six-rounder throws a mid-90s fastball that's gotten up as high as 96 this year, splitter, curve, and a slider for the 21-year-old out of Tampa Prep. Now it's a 2-2 count to McCarthy as he's waved back in from Derek Pacheco behind home plate. Nobody out in the sixth as Pena readies and deals. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball low, and McCarthy goes fishing as Jose Pena gives him a punch out to follow up the home run. Take a look at the replay here. Good-looking sinking fastball below the knees of McCarthy when he went after it. A good pitch in a 2-2 count from Jose Pena for the first out of the sixth inning. That'll bring up Yoander Martinez, who's 1-for-2. He goes after the first pitch and misses on the slider, 0-1. The slider that Pena has, he likens to kind of a combination of a slider and a cutter. He's gotten it up to 90 before, usually sits in the high 80s. 0-1. Outside again on the slider, it's 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. 3-1 lead for Fort Myers after the two-run homer earlier in the fray. Martinez awaits the 1-1. Fastball right down the pipe on the inside part of the plate. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One gone in the sixth, and a two-run lead for Fort Myers. The pitch. Sliced high in the air, foul and clear of Big Shark. We stay at 1-2. Three-one lead for Fort Myers. They took their first lead of the game in the sixth and have scored three unanswered. 1-2. Fastball called, strike three in the outside corner. Challenged by Martinez, and it's quickly upheld by Derek Pacheco. Back-to-back punch-outs for Pena after the two-run jack. It's still three-run Mighty Muscles, but there are two outs in the sixth, and we'll take another look. And Martinez might have just challenged it to challenge it. It was a pretty close call, but at the knees, clearly, on the punch-out. Two gone for Walker Jenkins, who was walked twice, tripled, and scored the tying run back in the fifth. First pitch to Jenkins, a fastball up and away. It's a 1-0 count to the fifth overall pick in the 2023 draft. Jenkins had some injury troubles at the beginning of the year. Made headlines in the Complex League last year for starting off his minor league career in the Complex League against Paul Skeens. Now he ropes a line drive out to deep center field. Uisu Asidu backpedaling towards the track. He makes the catch. That ends the sixth inning. Jenkins is retired for the first time, but the Mighty Muscles take their first lead of the game. Two runs, two hits, no errors, none left, and it's three-run Fort Myers heading into the bottom of the sixth.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com and come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. Already an 0-1 count to start off the sixth, make it 0-2 as the fastball scoots by Heredia for a called strike to make it an 0-2 count. Two strikeouts so far for Raylan in the leadoff spot. Now the 0-2 pitch inside, almost got him, and it's 1-2. That's pitch number 62 for Tanner Hall. He's in line for the victory. 7 strikeouts, 62 pitches, 37 for strikes. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and there's strike 3. For the second straight night, Raylan Heredia swings and misses at 3 straight at-bats for 3 strikeouts to start off his night. And there's the first out of the 6. 3-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. 6 hits for Fort Myers, with the Threshers held to just 3. 2 extra base hits for Fort Myers. Clearwater hasn't had an extra base knock since Saturday, before the All-Star break, so a week ago. 1-0 to Saltabon, who's 1-for-2 on the day, singled and scored the game's opening run in the fourth inning. 1-0 the count to Devin, and the pitch from Hall. Slider, outside corner, and it's 1-1. One one, fastball low, and it's 2-1. Threshers trailing by 2. Some of their largest comebacks this year have been against Fort Myers, though Clearwater has not completed a comeback from more than 3 runs down this season. They've done it twice against Fort Myers. Popped up into shallow right field. The second baseman, Lucky, is there. Comes underneath the right fielder, reaching up for the pop out in right field. 2 down here in the 6th. Storm clouds overhead, but doesn't look like there is imminent inclement weather, as there are 2 gone here in the 6th inning for Bryson Ware. 0-for-2 today with a ground out in the K. Ware at first base today. Six different positions he's played this season. He swings and misses at a fastball on the outside, and it's 0-1. O-1 turns to 0-2 as the fastball hits the inside corner on Ware, and he challenges the call, but it's upheld, still 0-2. It's like each team has a man starting to get up in the bullpen out in left, but it doesn't look like warm-ups are imminent for either squad. Hall is probably the next on the chopping block in terms of getting relieved, as he's already thrown 67 pitches. Picks number 68 misses inside to Ware. It's a 2-2 count. Or a 1-2 count to Bryson. Fastball inside. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. The pitch low and bouncing on the plate. And with an 0-2 start in the count, Bryson Ware has now worked the count back full. 3 balls and 2 strikes as Ware looks to reach base for the first time today and bring the tying runner up to the plate in Nico Pouaca-Grega. Full count, 2 outs in the bottom 6th. Ware slaps a fastball foul. We stay full at 3-2. 9 homers, 41 RBIs on the season for Bryson. 9 homers is tied for 9th in the Florida State League, and 41 RBIs is 9th, one behind the 8th spot. As Ware fouls off another fastball from Hall, count stays full at 3-2. Back-to-back pitches knocked foul on 2 strikes as Ware trying to stay in this at bat. Payoff pitch coming. Hall sets, winds, and fires. Fastball low and outside. That's ball 4. No challenge by Ruiz. So off to first goes Bryson Ware. He stole his 10th base of the season yesterday and his 11 for 16 on the season. That'll bring up Nico Pouaca-Grega with an RBI to his name already today. He represents the tying run, and that is going to bring out Brian Meyer, fourth year manager of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and he'll take Tanner Hall from the game after a solid 3 2/3 innings of work. Hall will be replaced. He can't get the loss, can get the win. But the Threshers with a man on, and Nico Pouaca-Grega coming up to the plate. 2 outs in the 6th when we return. 3-1 Mighty Muscles.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Juan Mercedes making his first outing of the year for Fort Myers. Spent the early part of 2024 in High A Cedar Rapids in Iowa in the Midwest League. 20 relief appearances for the Colonels. 10 walks, 31 Ks, and a 7.31 ERA. Nico Pouakadrego swings and misses the first pitch from Mercedes, and it's an 0-1 count. So Hall is in charge of the runner on first base as he walked Bryson Ware in his last act as the pitcher in today's contest. As Mercedes slings the pickoff attempt wide of the bag, but held onto by Wingrove to keep Ware at bay on first. He's second on the team with 11 steals this season, and he's been caught five times. Ware inching off of first, and it's an 0-1 to Pouakadrego. Two gone and a man aboard. And now the 0-1 to Nico. Hit on a line, but it's caught on a hop by Rickson Wingrove. And two teammates on the Adelaide Giants have some friendly words on another hot shot to first, speared by Wingrove, this one, and the inning. So a good defensive play to end the frame by a former Thresher. Three unassisted strands a runner aboard after Pouakadrego grounds out to first base. It's still 3-1 in favor of Fort Myers as we head to the seventh.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game here at Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Our next Taps and Tacos Night is August 1st when the Threshers take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. Gates will open at 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch. First pitch of the seventh inning is swung on and foul tipped by Byron Churio, and it's an 0-1 count to the Muscles right fielder. He drove in the first of three unanswered runs for Fort Myers that have them ahead 3-1 here in the top of the seventh. 0-1 pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-2. Churio, though, is 0-1 on the day. Walked in the first. Sacrifice fly gave him RBI number 26 back in the fifth, and he flied out to left in the third. Now he's down 0-2 to Jose Pena, who sets from the stretch and eaves. 0-2 pitch, tap foul, knocks off the knee guard of Albrecht, and we stay at 0-2. 3-1 the score. Fort Myers has six hits to the Threshers' three. Clearwater still without an extra base hit. And they trail by two with an 0-2 count on Churio in the top of the seventh inning. Whitaker and Ruiz to follow. 0-2, high chopper down the first baseline. Pena fields it, has to race to the bag himself. And Jose Pena takes it for one unassisted to beat the speedy Byron Churio to the bag for the first out in the seventh inning. Who tells Sousad's pitchers aren't athletes? Great play by Pena jumping off the mound to make that play, and good awareness on the decision that only his legs would beat the runner to first. So it's a one unassisted to start off the seventh, and that'll bring up Brandon Whitaker, who is 0-2 with a walk. He starts off with a fastball outside, and it's a 1-0 count to the muscle shortstop. 3-1 the score. Fort Myers in the lead since the two-run home run in the top of the sixth by Nick Lucky. 1-0 to Whitaker, cut on and missed, well behind the fastball, and the count evens at 1-1. One gone. Darker skies out in Clearwater as Whitaker stiffens up on a fastball that hits the outside corner but is called a ball. Derek Pacheco overturns the call on the challenge, and it's a 1-2 count instead of 2-1 to Brandon Whitaker, who now calls timeout. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Whitaker digs in the dirt, now he's off to first. Quick throw by Albrecht, completes the drop third strike. And Jose Pena has his third K of the day for the second out in the seventh inning. Two quick ones here in the seventh as the nasty slider completely baffles Brandon Whitaker, just dropping off the mat and falling to the dirt. Easy play for Albrecht at first, and now Pancho Ruiz comes up to the plate 1-for-3 with a single in his last at bat. Two away, two-run lead for Fort Myers, and we're now two strikes away from the seventh inning stretch as a fastball hits the inside corner, nothing and one, the count to the muscles backstop. Oh-1 the count. Pena takes a deep breath and deals. Fastball cut on and missed, it's 0-2. Quick 0-2 count on Ruiz, so he takes a timeout. And the sky turning into kind of a grayish blue with clouds covering almost the entirety of the field. Nothing and two, the count to Ruiz. Pena locks in. Two on the pitch clock, he rocks and fires. 0-2, fastball outside and low, it's a 1-2 count. Ruiz 1-for-3 today, 0-for-3 last night. Sorry, 0-for-4 last night. So he's a total of 1-for-7 with a walk and a knock this series. Now he faces a 1-2 count as Pena loads up pitch number 29 in his glove and he deals. 1-2, high fly ball out to right field. Flores sprinting back towards the warning track on the run, jumping at the wall, and he drops it. Ball bounces at the base of the right field wall, and it's a two-out double for Pancho Ruiz. Jamal Flores almost made it a great running catch out in right. But Ruiz sends the ball just too far down the line, going oppo for the two-bagger. Seventh hit of the game, third extra base knock for the Muscles. And Flores went a long way to make a play on this one and almost got it. As Ruiz ends up with his 18th double of the season, landing him on second base and putting him in a tie for second in the Florida State League in doubles this season. Two gone and a man on second for Pena as Daniel takes a called strike to start off the at-bat 0-1. 30 pitches for Pena, 23 over for strike. So he is just hammering that strike zone against Fort Myers. Now it's an 0-1 count. Man on second, short lead from Ruiz, where Pena looks. Now back home, and he deals. Fastball, tap, foul, 0-2. One ball, or nothing, but no balls, two strikes the count, two outs, Ruiz on second, and a two-run lead for Fort Myers. Pena, a glance at the Keystone sack, and he deals. Slider, bounced foul, just got a piece of it, did Pena. Just enough to nudge it out of the way of Albrecht's glove and send the rawhide back to the backstop. It's an 0-2 count here in the seventh. The clapping crowd supporting Pena. 0-2 again. Just missing outside on the heat, and the count drops to 1-2. One and two the count. Two outs and a man on second. Pena. Glances at the second base runner. Ruiz off for third. Pitch misses low, and the count evens at 2-2 with Pancho Ruiz advancing to third on an uncontested stolen base. So it's a 2-2 count now to Daniel Pena. The designated hitter has an even count with a man on third and a two-run lead for the Mighty Muscles. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the seventh, the pitch. Sliced backwards and hitting the net on the foul ball. Count stays 2-2. Third steal of the year has Pancho Ruiz on third base. And Pena locked in a 2-2 battle with Jose Pena. So the battle of Penas continue here in the top of the seventh. Jose toes the rubber from the first base side, looks in for the sign. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pena steps off as time is called by Daniel Pena. Three Penas combined on both Riot rosters. Daniel and Isaac Pena, the two for Fort Myers, and Jose Pena on the mound for the Threshers. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Big pitch coming from Jose. 2-2. Line drive, base hit into left field. Ruiz will score easily, and Pena will ramp up his speed and head to second base. The ball rolls into the corner. He slows up the run as it's a tough time from Shaver digging it out of left field, and it should be a ground rule double as I believe that ball got stuck under the left field wall. Daniel Pena rounds all the bases and ends up at home, but it'll be a ground rule double that gives Fort Myers their fourth run of the game. And the second double of the inning puts the Mighty Muscles up by three. So it's a ground rule two-bagger for Daniel Pena. Pena, his first hit of the series. And the RBI gives Fort Myers a three-run lead. We'll take another look, see if we can find where it got stuck. A great pitch from Pena. But Daniel Pena was all over it. And that ball just rolled underneath the fence in left field. And Shaver couldn't pull it out of there. So now a man on second once again as Rickson Wingrove steps up to the plate for Fort Myers with a single and a run back in the sixth. Four-run lead for Fort Myers as Wingrove swings and misses at the slider to make it 0-1. Second double of the year for Daniel Pena. Both of his hits, or two of his three hits this series have been RBI doubles. Three knocks and two RBIs in two games for Daniel Pena. He's on second base with two outs in the top seventh. Jose Pena deals. Wingrove ropes one into right center field for a base hit. Rounding third is Daniel Pena. No play at the plate for Owusu Asidu, and it's an RBI for Wingrove. 5-1 Fort Myers. Three consecutive two-out knocks after two quick ones started off the seventh from Jose Pena, and Rickson Wingrove now has two RBIs and three hits against his former organization, team that he played almost 100 games for starting off his minor league career. So Wingrove on first, and that's going to do it for Jose Pena. Two innings full, but four earned runs and three strikeouts for Jose as Marty Malloy comes to take the ball and change relievers. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers. Man on first with two gone in the seventh, and a new pitcher coming on for Clearwater when we return.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
John Henriquez back in the building for the Clearwater Threshers. He's on the hill replacing Jose Pena. Six hits, four runs allowed, with the potential for one more to be added as Wicks and Rick Wingrove would be charged to Pena. He won't get a decision, but his four runs make up the lead for Fort Myers, so Pena is in line for the loss. Henriquez up on the mound with two outs, high fastball upstairs to start off Nick Lucky with ball number one. Henriquez got his first professional win against Fort Myers back on April 15th of 2023. Went on to win 14 of his 30 games for the Threshers, including the clincher in Fort Myers when the Threshers clinched last year's first half championship. The first half champs are trailing 5-1 to Fort Myers, who are currently up by a game and a half over Dunedin in the second half race of the Florida State League East Division. 2-0 count to Lucky, who's halfway to the cycle with a go-ahead two-run jack in his last at bat. He flips a fastball foul from Henriquez, and the count falls to 2-1. John's got a four-pitch mix, and a Dominican native throws a mid-90s fastball that tops out at 95, change-up, slider, and a cutter for the 24-year-old signed out of San Francisco de Macorís of the Dominican Republic in 2022, after only pitching about 10 years in the Dominican prior to that. 2-2 the count now as the breaking ball hits the outside edge. The lefty Lucky, only out recorded in his first at bat in the second, and he has hits in each of his last two. Three balls, one strike now as the 2-2 count is overturned on the call, making the 2-2 3-1. So 3-1 from Henriquez, but that'll have to wait as Lucky calls time and steps out of the box. Hard ground ball, oh, that's just unfortunate. Knocks off Henriquez and into right field. Quick to cover is John. He goes towards third base on the ricocheting base hit. 10th of the game from Fort Myers as Lucky has his second single of the night, and that was the luckiest one of all. Ball was just a rocket back to the pitcher's mound, and it bounced off of John Henriquez, as we're about to see. Looked like it would have been routine right into the shift, but it just bounced into right field, and now Samantha Myers, the athletic trainer, is going to check on Henriquez, but it looks to be just a precaution as Henriquez is throwing some warm-up throws on the mound, looking all right. Gustavo Armas, the Threshers pitching coach, out with Myers on the hill as Enriquez throws his warm-up pitches with Ryan McCarthy waiting in the wings. While he warms up, we'll look at the big leagues. Actually, no, we won't, because Ryan McCarthy's already back in the batting box and there are two outs in the inning. Two gone. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers, who have racked up four consecutive hits with two outs in the seventh inning. They lead by four and lead in hits by seven in the top of the seventh inning. Now Ryan McCarthy up at the plate. Seven RBIs on the season with Wingrove on second and Lucky on first. McCarthy is 0-for-3 with a K in his last at bat. Two gone in the seventh, and Enriquez will scan the base runners in anticipation of the first pitch to McCarthy. Here comes. Fastball cut on and missed as the sinker drops out of the zone and the swinging strike one. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers. Two on and two outs. Enriquez trying to break up the hit parade as lightning strikes past the right field wall, but it looks pretty far out. Fastball, one and one as it misses inside and low. Wingrove on second, Lucky on first. Two runs across already here in the seventh as the fastball dips inside, two and one. Enriquez deals, three and one now. Three balls, one strike. Third base is open. Enriquez trying not to load the bases here with two outs in the frame. 3-1 the count, two gone, two on. The pitch, high fly ball, popped foul and out of play. No one even went after it as the count goes full, and that's a souvenir. Three balls, two strikes the count. Signals called out by Lou Albrecht as he steps back behind the plate. Full count, Lucky on first, Wingrove on second. Two runs across in the seventh, a 5-1 lead for Fort Myers. Enriquez glances at the base runners and deals. Payoff pitch, bounced up the middle. Fielded on a pair of hops by Gonzalez, pats the glove, fires to first, and that mercifully ends the seventh inning. Four hits, all coming with two outs, produce two runs for the Mighty Muscles. They leave two aboard without an error in the frame and take a 5-1 lead into the bottom of the seventh. Will stretch it out as the Threshers trail by four.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
A.J. Shaver leading off the seventh inning for the Threshers. They've let up a pair of runs in each of the last two innings as they trail 5-1 in the top of the seventh to Fort Myers. Juan Mercedes back out in the bottom of the seventh, starts off Shaver with an 0-1 count. Shaver's 0-1 in his return to single-A. Four games in Lehigh Valley, and now will walk in a flyout in his first game back with Clearwater since June. 0-1, knocked backwards, and it's 0-2. Tanner Hall's now in line for the win for Fort Myers. 3 2/3 innings, two hits, a run, two walks, and eight strikeouts. He'd get the win if the score holds. 0-2 now, here's the pitch. Slider upstairs, and it's 1-2. One, two, way upstairs. Fastball misses outside to Shaver, 2-2. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers. They have 10 hits to the Threshers' 3. And all the extra 8 base hits in this game belong to the Mighty Muscles. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Shaver. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, laid on the heater, and that's strike 3. Juan Mercedes has his first punch out, and that will bring up Diego Gonzalez, who is 1-for-2 with a single back in the second inning. And I think we're in a lightning delay. Yep, we're in a lightning delay. The umpire motioned Diego Gonzalez off the field, as we have seen lightning in the area. Tarp is not going on the field just yet, which is a good sign because it means we can start a bit quicker. But we're going to wait out the lightning as the Threshers are in a 5-1 hole to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. We'll have updates on our Twitter account, our X account, at Threshers, and I'll update you on the broadcast as soon as I possibly can. We'll return with two outs in the seventh inning, one out in the seventh inning, and Diego Gonzalez coming up to bat for the Threshers. They trail by 4.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to BayCare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
At BayCare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at threshersbaseball.com.
come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the BayCare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
A delay so short, they didn't even need to change pitchers. Juan Mercedes back on the mound for Fort Myers as we are just about ready to get back into the ballgame. Diego Gonzalez picks up where he left off as the most recent batter and almost gets brushed by the fastball from Mercedes. 1-0 the count as the Threshers looking to bring some thunder after the lightning delay here at Bay Care Ballpark. They trail by 4 in the bottom of the 7th. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. Gonzalez steps out of the way of an upstairs fastball from Mercedes, and it's a 2-0 count. That could mean we'll likely keep seeing John Henriquez in the next inning as he finished the last frame, getting the last out for Jose Pena and the Threshers. 2-0 to Gonzalez. Hitters count, but the pitch is taken for a strike. Fastball on the outside corner. 2-1 the count to Diego. Two and one the count. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss out behind the breaking ball, and it's 2-2. 5-1 the score. 10-3, both numbers in favor of the Mighty Muscles. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Gonzalez, who's 1-for-2. Singled and caught stealing in the second and grounded out in the 4th. 2-2, the count. Now the pitch. Outside on the slider, full count to Gonzalez at 3-2. Like Ware, he's been used as a multi-positional infielder, playing mostly at short and third. lot of these Threshers players are able to get used at multiple spots on the field. A lot of utility in this team. 3-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? He did not. That's ball four on the high fastball from Mercedes. And the Threshers are in business with a one-out walk in the seventh inning, putting the base runner aboard. Diego Gonzalez will head to first base, and replacing him at the plate is the power-hitting corner outfielder, Yamal Flores. Gonzalez now 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts with the Threshers after getting caught trying to take second at the end of the second inning. He's on first base with a sizable lead held on by Wingrove, and the first pitch to Flores is a slider low and away for ball number one. Yamal has struck out twice in his first two at-bats, home run and three RBIs, that all came in Dunedin. He has hits in 4 of 6 and was reached in 5 of 6 games he has played for the Threshers leading up to today. 1-0 count to Flores. Foul tip into the mitt of Ruiz, and staying at first base is Gonzalez. Count evens at 1-1. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. 5 runs unanswered since the Threshers put up the game's first run on a Powaka Grego RBI single in the fourth inning. Sacrifice fly in the fifth, a 2-run blast in the sixth, and a 2-run double in the seventh. Double play ball from Flores, 5-4-3, and that ends the seventh inning. Martinez to Lucky to Wingrove, and the double play quickly takes the runners off for the Threshers. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. On to the eighth we go. Threshers trail 5-1.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by Bay Care. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Bay Care Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Rain, lightning delay doesn't stop John Henriquez. He is back on the mound for the Threshers starting off the eighth inning as they trail by 4 runs. All those 4 runs surrendered by Jose Pena. 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 Ks, and 2 innings. If the score holds at 5-1, Pena will take his first loss of the season. 1-0 the count starting off the frame to Yoander Martinez. Now it's 1-1 on the fastball from Henriquez. Martinez got the first hit of the game for Fort Myers, and he is 0-2 in his last two at-bats, fouling off a fastball to make it 1-1-2 on him. 9 hits from the Muddy Muscles other than Martinez. They have 10 to produce their 5 runs, giving them the lead. Threshers with 1 run on 3 hits here in the top of the eighth. Now it's a 1-2 count. As Henriquez peers out the top of his glove, winds and fires. 1-2 pitch, fastball just missing inside, and it's 2-2. That looked for me like it was a strike, but Derek Pacheco can't see better than me. Next pitch, a breaking ball. Now it's 3-2. Swing and a miss. That's strike three. Fastball blown by Martinez. And John Henriquez gets his first K of the evening, starting off the eighth with a punch out. We'll take another look as Henriquez sends a high fastball past the bat of Yolander Martinez. Next pitch, breaking ball missing low, and it is a 2-0 count to Walker Jenkins. He was retired in his last at-bat, 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. Now, as Jenkins is in danger of being walked for the first time. 3-0 the count, here's the pitch. Jenkins goes after the 3-0 and fouls the fastball back past the left field netting, and it's 3-1. Final in the Phillies game, 4-1 win for the Pirates as they even the series at a game apiece. 3-1, Jenkins fouls off another fastball. And now the count's full, 3-2. Full count to Jenkins for the third time today. Each of his prior two, he walked against Donjoni Pulido. 3-2 pitch, fastball just missing outside, and for the third time, Walker Jenkins works a count full and draws the walk. Threshers pitching has walked now five batters, three of those walks coming to Jenkins, all five of the walks to the first three batters in the order. Byron Churio walked in the first inning, and he's 0-for-2 since with a sacrifice fly in the fifth that tied up the game. He grounded out to the pitcher in the seventh, and now he's up with Jenkins on first with one gone in the eighth. First pitch, a breaking ball low, scooped up by Albrecht, keeping the speedy Walker Jenkins on the first base bag. It's a 1-0 count to Byron Churio. Plenty of speed at the top of this Twins lineup. Jenkins, a 5-tool 19-year-old from North Carolina, has three steals and four attempts with Fort Myers and three steals and three attempts in the Complex League, where he began his season in a rehab assignment. Fastball fouled back. It's a 1-1 to Churio now. Jenkins 12-for-16 in his two-year minor league career. He leads off first with a 1-1 count to Churio. Fastball down the pipe, then it's 1-2. A lot of heat coming from John Henriquez as he's got Churio where he wants him in a 1-2 count. Short leadoff first from Jenkins, where they're holding him on. Jenkins inching towards second as Henriquez deals. Weakly hit back to the pitcher. Henriquez, no throw to second. He'll go to first and get the force out as Churio is retired on his second consecutive bounce out to the pitcher. Jenkins on second and two gone in the eighth. Three straight innings with a run for Fort Myers. And now Brandon Winokur coming up to the plate. Three strikeouts and a walk in his four plate appearances. Now a man on second with two gone. Winokur went down swinging on a drop third strike in the seventh before the four straight hits produced two runs for Fort Myers. Winokur hits a high fly ball foul down the right field line and over the strikeout cafe. It's 0-1. Jenkins heads back to second base. He's got a quick first step, so he was well on his way to third on the contact there. 0-1 count to Winokur as Henriquez looks over at second and deals. Fastball in for a strike, and it's 0-2. 29 pitches so far for Henriquez. 15 have crossed the plate for strikes. He has a strikeout in an inning full. And he has faced a batter in the seventh inning, as well as four more here in the eighth. Winokur is the fourth batter Henriquez has faced and now faces an 0-2 count. Jenkins on second. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers in the top of the eighth. Henriquez deals. Fastball called. Strike three, but it'll be challenged by Winokur. Derek Pacheco quickly upholds the call, and John Henriquez has his second strikeout of the frame. A three-pitch K to end the eighth on Brandon Winokur. One man left aboard for Fort Myers, but two punch-outs from John Henriquez keep Fort Myers out of the score column for the first time since the fourth inning. It is 5-1 Mighty Muscles as we head into the bottom eight.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
New pitcher on for the Mighty Muscles, taking a 5-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth against Clearwater. Two strikeouts so far for Lou Albrecht, but a lefty arm, Samuel Perez, on the mound, starting him off with a slider. And it's a 1-1 count now to Albrecht. I believe ball one was an automatic ball. 1-1. Swing and a miss, and now it's 1-2. Albrecht and Usuacedu have struck out twice. They'll be followed up by Heredia leading off the eighth inning. Threshers with three hits and one run, trailing by four. Fastball upstairs to Albrecht. He takes a look, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Albrecht looking for his first hit of the day. Perez deals, swing and a miss, late on the breaking ball, and Albrecht is down on strikes for the third time today. One gone to start the eighth, now Avery Owusu-Isidu comes up to the plate for Clearwater. He went down swinging in two separate at-bats against Tanner Hall. That'll bring up Owusu-Isidu, who takes a curveball for a called strike, 0-1. Samuel Perez, not a stranger to these Clearwater Threshers. Pitched back in the first series as well. 0-1 popped up high in the air, should stay just behind the infield as Brandon Winokur calls off the two outfielders on either side. He makes the catch for the second out of the eighth inning. Two gone in Samuel Perez's second outing against Clearwater. One and a third innings of work, two unearned runs on a hit and a walk for Perez against the Threshers back in April. Now there are two outs for Raylan Heredia, who has struck out three times in today's contest. First pitch to Raylan's a breaking ball inside. It's a 1-0 count. To Raylan now, and the pitch. Bouncing in the dirt is the slider, and the count's 2-0. Heredia, primary right fielder, has played left field. That was last year. One of his 18 games he started in left for Clearwater, the other 17 in right. And he was able to play center field for the first time since his Dominican Summer League days. 2-0. Breaking ball just flutters in for a called strike on the inside corner, and it's a 2-1 count. Heredia, the Dominican Summer League 2022 Championship Series MVP for Phillies White, making the playoffs in each of the last 3 years. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Of course, he was on that Phillies White Championship team with the Threshers this year and last year, played 5 games in the postseason in 2023, and now back with the Threshers. Swing and a miss there, and that is strike three, a 1-2-3-8. For the Threshers. We head to the ninth, still 5-1 Fort Myers.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
John Henriquez back out for the ninth, 5-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles, and Henriquez is looking good on the hill. Fastball upstairs to Pancho Ruiz, and he starts off the ninth with a 1-0 count. 10 hits and 5 runs for the Mighty Muscles, neither team with an error. Threshers have their run on 3 hits. Fastball in for a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. 5-1 lead for Fort Myers, and the Threshers have some work to do in the bottom of the ninth as the slider from Henriquez misses low, 2-1, and now the count. Two balls, one strike, fastball upstairs, settles in for a strike on Ruiz, and I thought he was going to challenge it, but he didn't. It's 2-2 on a good pitch from Henriquez. Inning and a third so far for John, 2 Ks. And 20 of his 35 pitches over for strikes. 2-2 count to Pancho Ruiz, leading off the heart of the Muscles order in the ninth. 2-2. This ball hammered deep out to right field. Flores going back on the warning track, looking up, and that ball's out of here. 6-1 Mighty Muscles, and a dagger of a solo home run from Pancho Ruiz makes it a 5-run Fort Myers lead. The leadoff man goes deep to start off the ninth. 6-1 is the score. Second homer of the game for Fort Myers, as they have now scored 6 unanswered runs. Six-one for the second straight night. Now it's Daniel Pena, who doubled in a run back in the seventh, and otherwise is 0-for-3. So he's 1-for-4 on the day. Started off with a strike, and it's 0-1. Henriquez rocks and fires. 0-1 pitch, slider low and away, and it's 1-1. Threshers will have Saltaban Warren Puaka Grego leading off the ninth, as the fastball misses to make it 2-1 to Daniel Pena. A solid trio for Clearwater, as they need a big time rally in the ninth inning. Fastball upstairs, it's 3-1. Two home runs, 11 hits, and 6 runs for Fort Myers as the fastball crosses the plate at the letters of Pena. It's 3-2. Threshers with 3 singles and 1 run. Clearwater without a hit since their 2-hit, 1-run fourth. Payoff pitch, looped in the air, out to right field. Flores is there. He drifts forward to camp underneath it, makes the catch for out number 1 in the 9th inning. One gone, and that'll bring up Rickson Wingrove, who was singled and produced a run in each of his last 2 at-bats. RBI knock with 2 outs in the 7th, and he led off the 6th with a single, scoring on the Nick Lucky home run in the next at-bat. So one gone, nobody on, and the first pitch is a fastball to the outside edge for a called strike 1 to Rickson Wingrove. Henriquez rocks and fires. Breaking ball missing low and away, bounces towards the backstop, and the count evens at 1-1. So Wingrove, 2-for-4 today, fly out, ground out, single and a run, single and a ribby in his 4 at-bats. Now he's got a 1-run as Henriquez winds and deals. Fastball blown right by him, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Run in 4 of the final 5 innings so far for Fort Myers as they take a late surge with a big lead on the Threshers as we're in the top of the 9th. Now the 1-2. Tap foul off his leg, and Wingrove keeps the count at 1-2. One-two count to Wingrove with Lucky waiting in the wings in the on-deck circle. 1-2 lifted high in the air and foul down the left field line. Wingrove hits a chopper, foul down the third baseline again, stays 1-2. He was signed at 17 years old out of Newcastle, Australia. In 2018 by the Philadelphia Phillies. Played most of his first couple years in the Complex League before getting the call up to Clearwater in 2021. Started the season with 2022. In Clearwater. Just played 8 games before the Jersey Shore call-up as he sends a sky-high bouncer foul down the first baseline. Make that 4 2-strike foul balls from the former Thresher Wingrove. He put in 8 games with the Threshers in 2022 and 79 in 2021. So career 87 minor league games with Clearwater, including 11 homers and 39 RBIs in his lone full season with the Threshers in 2021. Breaking ball bounces off the plate and off of Albrecht. It's a 2-2 count now to Rickson Wingrove. Got up as high as AA Reading with the Phillies, where he ended 2023 after spending most of last season with the Blue Claws. 2-2 called strike 3 on the outside corner. 2 down as Wingrove goes down on strikes for Tejon Henriquez, who racks up his 3rd punch out of the day. Take another look, and we'll see that fastball darting right to the outside corner on the lefty Wingrove, and Henriquez gets the punchy for out number 2. First pitch to Nick Lucky is a ball missing outside, and it's 1-0. 3-for-4 is Lucky. He grounded out in the 2nd, and he's got hits in each of his last 3 at-bats, including a go-ahead homer in the 6th. Fastball to the outside corner. Count evens at 1-1. Base is clear. 2 gone after the leadoff home run from Pancho Ruiz. His 4th of the season made it 6-1. Looped foul on the breaking ball, ricocheting off the top of the net, and back behind home plate. It's 1-2. 1-2 the count to Lucky. Henriquez set from the first base side of the rubber. Wines kicks and fires the 1-2. Fastball right down the pipe, and Lucky knew it. Called strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs from Henriquez. End of ninth inning. That began with a home run. But two straight Ks from Henriquez have the Threshers looking for something special coming up in the bottom of the ninth. 6-1 Fort Myers. Threshers have last licks next.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Last chance for Clearwater. And they've got to do it against the lefty, Samuel Perez. Where Saltaban and Pauaka Grego leading off the ninth for the Threshers, where they trail 6-1. First pitch to Saltaban is a fastball that hits the outside corner for a called strike. Salty is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the fourth inning. 1-1, fastball upstairs, eye level of Saltaban, and the count evens at 1-1. As a team, the Threshers are hitting .215 against left-handed pitching in 51 games in which they have faced a lefty. Saltaban is a .277 hitter with 18 hits and 65 at-bats and 4 of his 11 home runs coming against lefties. Now he's got a 2-1 count on the lefty Perez. 2-1 pitch. Hit on a line to third, and it's caught by Martinez. Line drive just not hard enough down at the hot corner. And Martinez makes it look easy on the grab for the first out in the ninth inning. Now Bryson Ware coming up to the plate as we take another look at the line drive that just went right to Martinez over at third. And that has been the MO of the Threshers these last couple of games, just hitting the ball right towards some of these fielders. Fastball to Ware in for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Ware, 0-for-2 today. He walked in his last at-bat, hits .208 on the season with a .197 average in 66 at-bats against lefties. He hits a chopper down the third baseline to Martinez, picks it up on a pair of hops, sends it to first, and that's the second out of the ninth. A busy frame so far for Yoander, as we've got a lefty-lefty matchup to try and keep this game alive. The Threshers' backs are against the wall here in the sixth inning. And Nico Pauaka Grego with an RBI single to his name already today, trying to extend the frame. He had two really hard line drives. A double turned into a single that drove in a run in the fourth after it bounced off the glove of Rickson Wingrove. And then a grounder that Rickson was able to knock down for an out in his last at bat. First pitch misses outside on the fastball, and it's a 1-0 count to the lefty Pauaka Grego, who is just 2-for-15 with a pair of singles against left-handed pitching, though he has driven in two runs. 1-0 outside on the breaking ball. It's 2-0. That's pitch number 20 for Samuel Perez, and 12 of them have crossed the plate for strikes in an inning and two-thirds. 2-0 count to Nico. And now Perez sets up from the center of the rubber. The lefty deals. Breaking ball low, and now it's 3-0. To Pawaka Grego. We'll see if he goes after the pitch. Here it comes. He takes the 3-0, straight take, and a straight line down home plate to make it strike one. Three balls, one strike, the count. Two outs, five-run deficit for the Threshers in the ninth, and that is a called strike. Nico was ready to toss the bat towards the dugout, but he does not protest with a challenge call, and now he's down to his final strike. 6-1 lead for Fort Myers. Three balls, two strikes, two outs in the bottom of the ninth to Pawaka Grego. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That's the ballgame. 1-2-3 ninth inning. Threshers failed to get a hit in the final five innings, while the Mighty Muscles rack up nine hits and six runs in the final five frames to take a 6-1 lead. Muscles take the game and two of the first three in the series, and the Threshers have dropped their third series in a row. No post-game show tonight, and we'll wrap up as we've got an early day tomorrow. Thank you all for tuning in to the broadcast. Unfortunately, the Threshers couldn't follow suit as they fell 6-1 with the win going to Tanner Hall, the loss to Jose Pena, and no save to Samuel Perez for the Mighty Muscles. Threshers try to end the series on a high note with a noon start tomorrow, and I'll have the pregame show just before that. Thank you all for tuning in. On behalf of the best production team in the business, I'm Josh Sperber. You've been watching the Threshers Broadcast Network. Have a great Saturday night, and we'll see you tomorrow.